All right, so this has got several problems. The first problem is, as I mentioned last time, Newton's law of action and reaction, that if you calculate the number of floating point operations, it's twice what you'd expect. So this is not using the fact that the force on force of I on J is equal and opposite to the force of J on I, which is called Newton's law of action or reaction, but is also transparently obvious from the numerical formula. And so there's some remarks which are about how hard it is to do triangular arrays, which just happens to be true, but sort of irrelevant because you shouldn't have used the arrays anyway.